This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jen Lyerly, and I'm here with the man, the hashtag, at Dr. Daryl Glover. He's not just regular Dr. Daryl Glover tonight.
What's going on, Jen? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. If you guys hear me clear my throat from time to time, we did have a very busy day in patient care again. And as always, I'm not drinking enough water. So learn from my mistakes, people, and drink more water at work.
Well, Jen, it's funny that you had a busy day of patient care. I had a busy day of patient care. It just seems like every day is nonstop. I am just, from when I walk into the office until I leave, I am ripping and running nonstop. All I hear all day is, Dr. Glover, Dr. Glover, Dr. Glover, to the point where I don't even want to hear my name anymore, Jen. And I know that's saying a lot, but it's true.
Well, I mean, there's always that conundrum, right? Like, are you busy because it's actually like at maximum capacity, you're running super efficient, or are you just like working like a crazy person and busy, but not actually accomplishing anything, right? Is there more efficient ways where you could be just as successful as a practitioner, but maybe feel a little less heartburn at the end of the day and anxiety from all the craziness that's going on in your practice? And so we've got a guest who's going to talk about that topic and give us some advice about a new training program that hopefully is going to help us work smarter, not harder, which is what all doctors want to learn about. So please welcome to the show, Jonathan Smith.
What's going on, man? You gotta tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where did you come from? You know, give us a little background. We want to get to know Jonathan Smith inside and out, man. Let's take it from the top, baby.
All right. Yes, exactly. Well, you know, the name speaks for itself. I mean, there's a lot of me, but I've never met another one of me. So I guess common but uncommon, you know. But easy name to spell, easy name to remember. So Jonathan Smith. And I'm the head director of training for Luxottica North America. I've been in the role for about 8 years, love the industry, super passionate about it. Before that, actually, I came from a very different role. I was at L'Oreal doing professional hair care. I didn't cut and color.
Oh, gosh, don't look.
I see the roots coming through. I'm just kidding. But joking. We said the camera wasn't that high res, so we're all good. But yeah, I dealt with 110,000 salons, did professional hair care, did a lot of marketing in that scope. So that was a lot of fun. And before that, I came out of luxury goods, something like Baccarat Cristal. So, I mean, I've kind of been in a couple of different fields, from luxury to beauty to fashion eyewear. But this one I've stuck the longest and absolutely love this industry. And if you see a little weird backdrop over here, COVID's got me a little crazy. So I've created a rare cactus wall over here. A very rare, let's say, cactus that now is my, I guess, my new conversation piece for the backdrop.
Cool. What a great hobby you picked up during COVID.
Yeah, you know, it's you sit here in a 500 square foot apartment in Manhattan, and you have to create something new for your backdrop. And I don't read books that are physical. I'm not digital. So I'm like, what's the bookshelf got to be? Plants. So
I like it. I like it. You know, something I wanted to circle back on, I've noticed a lot of folks in the eye care industry have done work with L'Oreal. Like, are they just like, they must teach a lot of great customer service skills or tips, because you're like the third or fourth person that I've actually heard that background from. Don't you agree, Jen? We've heard this.
Yeah.
In the past.
Mm-hmm, we have. So there's a pipeline from beauty to eye care.
You're right. 8 years ago was one of, well, I mean, after I came, there was a whole host of them. I came from Estee Lauder, from Revlon, from L'Oreal. I would call it the boot camp of marketing. Definitely got the engine down there. Secondly, I think that this industry was evolving quickly about 8-10 years ago. I think they saw the opportunity to bring in some fresh blood from an industry that has a lot of parallels, to be frank, in terms of the independent side of the practice, non-medical related. So that's what it is.
One of those evolving parts of this industry that's been even more recent is the evolution of Essilor and Luxottica merging. And you know what, when this whole conversation first came about and doctors had so many questions about this merger, one of the things that always got talked about was, well, wait till you guys see what programs we can create when we are together to make eye care even better. And so we're finally at that point in the partnership where we're starting to see these programs that were talked about. And so we're bringing on the show today to talk about a new program called EL360. What is that? You know, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll use the full terminology here, EssilorLuxottica 360. We love throwing around EL360 and kind of the ivory tower, but you know, EssilorLuxottica 360. And to your point, absolutely. I think the industry has been saying, okay, you merged, now what? And I think we're really happy and we're super passionate about supporting the independent practice of optometry. And we've been giving a long thought to hours and days and months to years really on what can we do to support you guys with this partnership. And so at its kind of, let's say, elevator pitch mode, this is a program that brings together the powerhouse of three companies. So you're bringing together Essilor, Luxottica, and now additionally another entity, IMED, into the picture, which really gives you, let's say, here's my elevator pitch, the best of advanced lens technologies with patient preferred brands and an insurance play all built into one to really kind of give you a home run opportunity and a business growth practice management program. That was a mouthful.
It was a mouthful, but it was a lot of great information. I mean, when I saw this merger take place or this partnership take place, the number one I thought about was just, you know, how much easier it will be to make my patients happier. Because to be able to take the leading brand when it comes to lens technology and a leading brand when it comes to eyewear technology and brands, to me, that's just like the best thing that you could have to make your patients a lot happier. And I'm just thinking, you know, we'll be able to, you know, facilitate or get the frames and the lenses to the patients quicker. We don't have to worry about these long shipment dates and things of that nature. It's just going to, you know, streamline the process. And for me, yep, it's all about putting the patient first. And if I can get the product into the patient's hands quicker than before at a better price range and utilizing the best of both worlds when it comes to eyewear and lens technology, then at the end of the day, I'm going to be looked at as a hero, and the office is going to win, and the bottom line is going to win as well. So I'm really looking forward to diving deep into this program that you have and really deconstructing it and letting the listeners and viewers learn more about it as well so they can enroll and really take their practice to the next level.
I'm going to share some stats Jonathan provided us before, because I think, you know, when you really look at the numbers, this is where people are going to get excited, right? Practices that participate in EL360 program, EssilorLuxottica 360 program, can see benefits like 3 times patient traffic, 5 times faster lens growth than the market, and upwards of 16 to 33% more profit per frame than the average market. So these are numbers that are making a huge difference to your bottom line and how many patients you're seeing and how your revenue per patient is going.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those speak to the end of the equation, right? If you had to put a couple blocks together, like EssilorLuxottica, IMED, and you add them together and there's an equal sign, this is kind of the outcome we wanted to paint for you in some of those numbers, you know? And I think during this lecture, just this moment here, let's unveil some of those tangible moments to see how we can actually deliver on that promise. You know, it sounds all good in theory, but you know, want to make sure that you come away feeling a little bit more concrete in some of this, in this pitch. And maybe what we can do here is transition to the best elevator pitch, Dr. Glover, which is a nice 1 minute clip, which just pulls it together with a little fun music and paints a picture of EssilorLuxottica 360 in a nice movie moment.
All right, let's do it. Let's cue it up. Here we go.
As a partner and advocate of your practice, we're committed to helping you provide patient care with confidence. That's why Essilor, Luxottica, and IMED have come together to create a program with 360 degrees of support to help grow your practice to its fullest potential. With our portfolio of some of the most loved and trusted eyewear brands in the world, along with our advanced lens technology, you can grow your practice and patient satisfaction. Introducing Essilor Luxottica 360. Our comprehensive solution is designed to help your practice increase traffic, visibility, and capture rate, enhance the patient experience, and maximize your profitability. With this program, we unlock access for you to be an iMed Plus provider, which helps drive iMed members to your practice. Plus, we offer Essilor Experts advertising, the latest branded content, and new digital tools to help increase both traffic and capture rate. We're there for you, which is why we support your staff with full access to our team's business expertise and practice management tools to help you enhance the patient experience. We also give you invaluable assets like the Essilor Luxottica 360 dashboard that provides rich lens and frame sales analytics, as well as Luxottica University for online and virtual classroom training. To help you succeed, we'll even jumpstart your commitment with a suite of commercial conditions on frames and lenses. With 360 degrees of support surrounding you, you can enhance your patient experience and grow your practice with confidence. Essilor Luxottica 360, powering your practice, empowering you.
I see you guys are really trying to change the game, man.
I know you were moved by the tunes, okay? I know that just, you know, really got you right here. But yeah, I think that gives you, the high level visibility on the program. I think, you know, if I had to call it a couple pieces from the video, it would be three areas we're really focusing on that, you know, we can expand on is driving traffic to the practice. Enhancing the patient experience, which I think we can talk hours about in terms of the experiential moment of retail these days and how that really is the new paradigm shift to what people are looking for, especially the Gen Z generation. And lastly, it's that bottom line. I mean, you guys are a business, and so you want to make some money. And so profitability and how we can help you maximize that was really key as we architected this program and put the nuts and bolts together. In those three key areas. So that's kind of the key takeaway there.
So we're going to go through kind of these main areas, because I think a lot of doctors are like, okay, well, so how are you doing these things? And by learning more, they can kind of decide like, oh yeah, this will be a value for me to participate. So driving patients to your practice, how are you guys going to accomplish that?
Yeah, great point. So I think we opened up with this stat about three times. So I guess we got to put some proof in the pudding now, right? so let me say first and foremost that we said it's Essilor Luxottica coming together, right, with iMed there. So there are, let's say, some stepping stones. So I want to open up the dialogue a little bit and close it out with saying that there is a program called Essilor Experts. If you're not familiar with it, it is the Essilor program. That is the stepping stone to Essilor Luxottica 360, which is the frame side. So if you're already asking, how do I get involved? Just know that there's kind of the lens side of the program and the frame side of the program. Okay. And so we can answer some questions there as we go through this. But let's say that Essilor Experts has already delivered on amazing traffic driving programs. And one of those is called SmartBook. That allows you to have a digital booking system with reminders that are notifications and text messages. It integrates into people's calendars, as well as being a part of that program, you get higher listings on their locator on the Essilor site, as well as their literature. And even bigger than that, they just ran, for example, a national TV campaign. It was on CNN and a bunch of other networks. And traffic there, we saw, let's say we were plus 31,000 online visits versus the previous quarter and plus 41,000 in-person visits or bookings versus previous quarter. So the investment in national ads driving to your door, digital tools that can help making booking easier. And the one I love is text message and pop-up notifications for your appointments. I would open up to you guys a little bit, but I'm kind of a late stage millennial. I'm just on the cusp at the end of it. Okay. I still want to justify I'm a millennial. And man, I'll tell you one thing that, you know, and maybe you've had this experience with booking appointments and no shows, right? I saw an interesting stat not too long ago that talked about like the phone, the email and text message, which one was the most effective. And text message had the lowest show rate of anything. Phone was the worst, email was the second worst, and text was the best. And, you know, I don't know about you, but like, I have never picked up my phone in a long time for a number you don't recognize. And number two, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but do you listen to your voicemail much? I mean, I don't know.
So, like, look, I always tell folks, if you want to get in touch with me, you know, you need to text me. It's rare that I call someone. It's rare that someone calls me, unless, of course, it's a loved one or the lovely Dr. Jennifer Lyerly as well. I always pick up on her.
But I'm 85, really. So.
But seriously, you know, I always tell people, text me. You're going to get in touch with me quicker by texting me than picking up the phone or sending an email, because I get spammed on both ends. Email is just flooded with spam. My calls now with, you know, all these random calls just taking place, like, it's never ending. And sometimes I feel like I'm gonna miss something important. But again, if you need to get in touch with me, you know, just to pick up that phone and send that text message, and I'll respond right away.
Yeah. Well, I will say, if anyone listening doesn't have an online scheduling part to your website, oh my gosh, you will not have open appointments. You put that out there, and you don't have to have people answering phone calls. And again, like, we have people scheduling at 1 a.m. in the morning, you know, just from our website. And then you come into work the next day and you thought you had three openings, but the whole schedule is booked. And then, of course, you use your text messaging to get all of the documents and COVID-19 questionnaires and everything taken care of before that appointment. So it does make a huge difference in filling your books, because not even just millennials, people do not like getting on the phone. We just talked about it. Nobody likes to call. And so if they can just book an appointment sitting on the couch watching TV, they are going to do it.
And Jan, you hit the nail on the head. You know, there's so many times that folks are done with work, their kids are down, they're sleeping, and it may be 10, 11, 12 at night. And they're like, oh man, I needed to book that appointment. Let me go online and look up the place that I want to go see tomorrow and put a reminder on my phone. And then they can see that they can actually book it online. Then you get that higher conversion rate. So you really have to be hip to game. You have to step up your practice game. And this smart book technology sounds like it can really help, again, elevate the practice and take it to the next level. Because you want to be accessible at all times, even when you're sleeping. It's kind of like passive income in a way, right? You're sleeping, yeah. But people are still coming in, clicking, and going to increase your bottom line, because they're going to come and see you the next day. So you want to make sure you have that in your practice.
Love it. Yeah, you think about instant gratification these days, and doctor booking and everything is the same way. And a funny side note, a funny story is, I moved to the city about 15 years ago. My mom lives in New Jersey, so we're just across the river, but she won't come and visit because she's afraid of New York City. But that's besides the point. So let me back up and say that she's also a literary major, and she was a grammar expert and everything. So let's say that her way of communication was to write me an email that was long-winded. It was, "Dear Jonathan, comma, five paragraphs, love, Mom." And then I wouldn't respond for a month, and our relationship just went down the grain. I said, "Mom, I'm not gonna respond. Where do I even start?" You know, like, exhausting. You know, like, I do email for a living. No, please, like, you know, send me a text. But she had like the T9 going on the old phone. Yeah. So then she started phone calling, leaving messages, and I said, "I don't even pick up. I don't even know you left a message." So we got an iPhone. Now she texts every minute. She does emoticons, emojis. I mean, our relationship is flying. So, you know, we got to go with a new communication vehicle with how people communicate, right? So keep that in mind and in reality.
I remember the first time my mom texted me something. I think I was actually in optometry school, and I looked at my phone. And I was like, "Did someone steal my mother's phone?" Because she had never texted me before. And I stepped out of the classroom and I called and I said, "Mom, I just wanted to make sure that you have your phone, because someone just texted me." She said, "Oh yeah, I love this. This is pretty cool. How come we haven't been doing this before?" You know, so I'm with you 100% on that. And now she's just sending me all these memes and all this other stuff. So now I think we've done a little too much in regards to educating her about the cutting edge technology that's out there.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I guess. And just coming back to the point on driving traffic, that's on the one side. The other thing that we'll be doing with EssilorLuxottica 360 is the insurance side with iMed. And I just want to give some quick highlights there. So there's a new program coming out called iMed Plus Provider. Okay. We're ramping that up now. Okay. So we're taking practices in now that can apply. You will be admitted to iMed Plus Provider as a member of EL360 or EssilorLuxottica 360. So I think that's a huge first mover advantage. You hear people saying, "I couldn't get into iMed before. Maybe it was geo-saturated. This program, we're gonna shoo you in. So it's a first mover advantage, kind of a VIP moment. We're gonna get you into IMED. And with this plus provider program, we're doing two things really to call attention to how we can drive traffic. One is zero copay for a visit for the doctor, zero exam copay. And then we're gonna put more dollars into the patient pocket. So if they're already getting reimbursed, let's say 90 to 130 bucks, we're giving them an extra 50 or 60 to shop at your dispensary. And so we feel like that's going to drive them because it's gonna say, okay, there's nothing to cost out of pocket for the doctor. When I hit the dispensary and I have patient preferred brands, I got 190 in pocket, 50 more than practice down the street, and I'm gonna buy the Ray-Ban, the Oakley, the Prada, Chanel, whatever, with $50 more in my pocket. I think that's a point of difference once they catch on, to drive traffic and then create more capture rate is the second piece we want to do. So sure, we get them in there, but then how do we help you guys get the dispensary to turn faster? And that's where we're trying to think when we orchestrate these pieces together with the IMED piece.
So basically you're going to draw the patients to our practice and then you're going to give them some more money where they can ball out of control and buy up all the eyewear in the practice.
Yeah, that's in theory.
I like it.
So let's talk about a technology in the optical, because one of the things in that video was, okay, I don't think many offices have this, right? It's this huge screen and a patient is like touching it and like picking, oh, I want that color temple. Oh, I want this. And so is that tool, that's something that's a part of this program?
It is. Yes. Yes. Oh, so you've had a little preview on this, iPad virtual try-on experience thing, which is a real game changer. I guess, I guess we got another video we could probably throw on and then I can strip it down a little bit, but the video does it wonders. So why don't we go to the video and then.
Sounds great. Back. Let's All get right. it going. All right. I felt like that was like one of those movies that was about to be in the actual movie theater on the big screen. I mean, that just really drew me in and just, I want more. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is you have this virtual try-on, whether it's iPad, big device, whatever it may be, inventory. You know, I don't have to have a million frames in my office anymore. I can have maybe a couple frames and then you'll be able to show me the different colors, the different flavors of frames that you may have with that one design. And that's huge because, you know, frames are expensive and it takes up a lot of real estate in your office. So that is a game changer right there.
Another thing that I love about this Smart Shopper tool is this is not on the patient's cell phone. This is, you guys, it's in your office. It's the only place that can access this. And you can only get those customizable glasses if they purchase it in your office. It's not something they can like sit down and like, you know, oh, I found it on this website and I'm going to order these. Like, no. So if you guys were thinking with the virtual technology stuff, like, oh, I don't want my patients just like in front of a phone looking at their screen. I want them talking to my optician. Like, this is an extension of that. This is only available in the kiosk at your office.
Yeah. So incredible stuff. And what we call it in kind of marketing speak is the endless aisle, which everybody dings me and says, what the heck is that? But I think, Dr. Glover, you kind of explained it well. So, you know, think about the new reality of extending your board space to an unlimited, you know, an unlimited number of SKUs. And that's really what we want to take it now. You know, I'll probably quote this wrong, but I mean, I don't think, Dr. Glover, you have Ray-Ban in there.
Do I have Ray? Oh, on where?
No, in your practice, do you have Ray-Ban?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, we have a whole lot.
Yeah. No, a whole lot, but probably not.
I work for the leader in eye care, My Eye Doctor. I will say that proudly. And yeah. We carry a lot of Ray-Ban products. We do a lot of work with Essilor. I mean, you guys are a lens go-to. So we are all about this life right now that we're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you probably carry as many SKUs as you can carry, but I think Ray-Ban has, last I checked, like 3,258 SKUs. Okay. So, you know, no one's carrying that number of SKUs.
Which is hurting my head thinking about that.
Right. It's like either you're the museum of Ray-Ban or you're not. But so what does a smart shopper allow you to do, right? So it allows you to extend that inventory and get the full access to the full Ray-Ban catalog. So, you know, you got a patient walking in wants, you know, the RB3025 in some strange color, but also wants a custom piece. Now you have the opportunity to pull up your iPad, okay? Pull it up, rotate it 360 degrees, but even better, virtually try it on right then and there, and the tech's really good. You can also do one step further with a screen and have them use their phone, put it on the QR code, and then hold it up to their face on their own phone as well with you watching. So it brings it right to their personal device. They could snap a photo, they could share it on Instagram or with their friends right away and get reviews and feedback like instantaneous. So now you're talking about capturing them. You're not saying, let's say, you know, it's out of stock and come back in 5 days, right? Like people will be fleeing for the door. So, you know, this is a game changer in terms of providing that instant gratification, especially for that younger demographic that's looking for it. So
I love that social media piece. I mean, to be able to have someone in the practice, Jen, and I know you feel the same way. Like whenever you have people come into your office, you want to make it fun and exciting. And when you can find a frame that a patient loves and you see them over there taking the selfies or they're FaceTiming someone or they have the opportunity to post and they're going, I'm gonna put this on Instagram or Facebook, it is free opportunity for marketing. So you should always encourage your patients to do that. And now that you guys have this technology where you can just transfer it directly to their phone, I mean, that is a game changer, man. That's going to help to just draw more people that may have never even knew about your practice because they see someone that's a trusted friend or a family member in your office. And they're going to say, you know what? That reminds me, I need to get my eyes examined. You know what? I need to go to that doctor because they tend to have the best looking style frames. They have all the Ray-Ban options. Let me go check them out. So that's a winner for me.
Awesome.
We've got a great question from LinkedIn. So obviously there's a ton of choices, but does this technology help suggest frames?
I love where you're thinking. And in fact, the next iteration of this, which is already on its way, is going to be having something we call the Frames Advisor, which is going to scan your face and make recommendations based on whether, well, I'll tell you, someone often called my face oblong, so we won't use that geometric shape as something we use with our patient base, right? But
that just sounds wrong altogether, man. Even if it's true, it's wrong.
You have an oblong face.
Oval. So I gave this lecture one time, and I said, you know, what do you guys think my face is if you had a frame advised? And the woman goes, oblong. And I'm like, you just come out of geometry class or what? So great question. So I have an oval face, right? So we might say, you know, more angular frames would work well. So yeah, we're adding that in. We may get into some skin tone, skin and hair tones as well too, in terms of color selection. But we strongly believe that, you know, giving some fashion advice can not only lead to an easier first pair with confidence, but a second pair of fashion.
Yeah.
You know, you get somebody in that first color, usually black or tort, right? Because probably their girlfriend or their wife is like, he has no fashion, keep it simple, right? And the guy comes home with like a salmon frame on, and he's like, I went out on a limb, honey. And she's like, God, no, you know? So we want to give you like the tools to make you feel confident, made a fashion choice that, you know, meets your face, your looks, you feel confident walking out. And so, yes, that's, we're building that into the tool.
Awesome.
One other part that was on that commercial that I think maybe people went and missed, but like really scream at me was, 3 days. They can get their glasses in 3 days. As a small private practice, I know we are not doing that right now.
Yeah, yeah, no. So you get this instant gratification, which is, you know, again, what we're trying to do is meet the needs of the market, especially that Gen Z that's just impatient. We think the millennial has ADD. Gen Z is like 2.5 seconds. Okay, so you know, we have our challenges ahead of us, but this is starting to meet the needs of retail, I think, and we're happy about it. And we hope to have as many practices involved in it as possible.
Wow. Yeah, Jen, 3 days. That's.
That's something that's been talked about from the very beginning from the SLR-Zotica merger is let's get stuff to patients faster.
Yeah.
And 3 days, I think, is a lot faster than what we were hoping that would be. You know, we were all, I mean, I don't know. Some doctors might, but to me, I was like, well, let's be realistic. If we could do a week, that'd be an improvement. Right. But 3 days, that really blows my expectations. So I'm thrilled about that.
Especially in the current climate as well, Jen. I mean, anything that you could do to make your practice stand out outside of your competitors, I mean, that's going to be a win-win. And of course, providing that ultimate customer service, but being able to get that product to the patient quicker, I mean, that just makes that customer service go to the next level. So I'm very excited. And like you mentioned at the top of the conversation, I even mentioned as well, just, you know, being able to have two of the top companies come together. Of course, we were hoping to get the product sooner and quicker, and now it's come to fruition. So let's rock and roll. Let's make it happen.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, because obviously there's thousands of frames in the Smart Shopper, but on your boards, I mean, you might have thousands in your office too, depending on the size, but inventory management is something that doctors across the board, I think, would admit that they don't do well. We all know we're supposed to be tracking our numbers and seeing what frames sell, what frames don't sell, and making decisions on what to keep and what to ask. But when you boil it down and start talking to people, we're not so great at running our analytics. SLR-Luxottica 360 is going to help us do that better. So how does that part work?
Yeah, absolutely. So in partnership with GPN through a thing called Edge Pro, we're providing a dashboard for you guys, which will help, again, measure some KPIs, what we call key performance indicators or some analytics, right, on your data, on your frame sales. And in its first iteration, I think there's some key metrics like average selling price. There's sell-through data by manufacturer, by SKU, by brands, and some other key metrics are the starter. And then phase two, really what we're excited about is we're building this into quarter one, where you'll be able to see, let's say, demographic data, which could be really useful to help you understand, for example, I think, like, are you more sport than luxury? Are you more fast fashion than premium? And we want to give you those insights, as well as make the tool actually give you recommendations. And so we're going to benchmark things like capture rate. We know the capture rate should be 2.3 to 5 turn per year, for example, in the industry. So we'll help set you guys up and say where you're at and where you might be, where you need to get going, and set some benchmarks and parameters there. And we'll continue to make that rich. So I would definitely encourage people to utilize the dashboard to nuance. You know, I can just give you an example of again, a story I bring back to my family, which is my sister. She's an independent massage therapist. She's approved the story, although it's always embarrassing. but, you know, a lot of my lectures, I'll stress analytics, and we all sometimes get into the moment where we just feel our business is doing well, you know, and we sit in that emotional zone versus the analytical zone.
Yes.
It's just natural, right? Because it's tough to play with all the numbers, and then what do you do with the story of the numbers and nuance? But, you know, the retail of the future, we strongly believe, is analytical driven.
Yeah.
And so here was my sister, right? She operates alone, massage therapist. And I said to her one day, Adina, how's your business doing? And she says, I feel it's doing good. You know, and I said, oh, that's a nice reaction. I said, how much did you make last year? And she was like, you know, it was a big range, you know, like a 20% range, you know. And I said, you don't know how much you made down to the dollar. She's like, yeah, I get the cash chips. I go to Starbucks, buy some coffee, and then I forget what I made. And then the IRS is coming for me. I said, all right, are you profitable? You know, she's like, I don't know if I'm profitable. I know that I can pay my bills. I said, all right. I said, Adina, let me make you a dashboard, right? So we did some Excel, we built some tabs. And then came the tears, a lot of tears, you know. we saw that, you know, March and April, she wasn't profitable. She's spending all this money on creams, but it's like more money than the actual massage itself, you know? So then at the end, she was losing money, but feeling good about the business. Right. So, you know, this happens, right? So it's, we tweaked a little, fine tuned the knobs, raised her price point on the Swedish massage, got cheaper cream, better towels, yada, yada. And she became profitable, but now she knows she's profitable.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's the thing, you know, numbers don't lie. So you want to be able to, you know, just see your starting point, your benchmark, and then be able to do better. And this dashboard is something that can really help you understand truly your business, because in optometry school, they do a poor job about just teaching the business aspect in the world of optometry. So to be able to have a tool to help have better understanding of where you're at and where you need to go can really help out tremendously.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about, I mean, in the intro, we're feeling so busy, Daryl. Right. And I think talking to doctors around the country, their offices, since COVID's reopened, they are slammed with patients. But do you, when you're busy, you feel like you must be doing well. Your business must be doing great. But what you feel like versus what the numbers really say, not everybody might be doing as well as what they think. And so it becomes really important to look at your analytics, because everybody lost months worth of revenue this year. And at the end of the day, you might still be in the hole from that, even though you feel like, oh, we're great because we're busy every day.
So did your sister get you a nice Christmas gift that year or what?
She gave me a big brotherly hug, and now I'm gonna be an uncle. So I don't know. I guess that was a gift.
Hey, there you go. That's a big gift, man. Uncle duties is a serious job, man. So make sure you take it seriously. All right.
Exactly. No, she now she runs the books through Excel and is a different woman for that for the business. So now she's a businesswoman and knows she's doing well. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Well, the one thing I like about, you know, when you put together two strong companies is that you guys really have the ability to help educate, you know, not just about the numbers, but also about the products. And I know one thing that you guys have an amazing program of, or an academy, is something known as Luxottica Academy. Could you elaborate a little bit about that and how that works into the picture with this program that you guys have?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought it out. It's actually my area of focus, so super passionate about it, obviously. Luxottica University, we have it out now. If you haven't taken advantage of the site, please do. It's free and open to everybody, even outside of this program, at luxotticauniversity.com. What I love about it is we finally made it mobile friendly. So everything is, you know, accessible in the palm of your hands. We think about the ADD culture we're in. I mean, 3 to 5 minutes is probably all we have for, you know, a do-it-yourself video. I don't know how many of us have like gone on YouTube to like learn an Excel fix or, you know, do some plumbing of our own, right? No one's like signing up for a Saturday afternoon class and then go back and fix like something at home. Right? You Google, you do, you're on it, right?
So, right.
So, you know, that's what we wanted to design that around, is like this micro learning, mobile friendly platform. So 400 modules or so already. I think what we're doing for the Estée Luxottica individuals that are coming on board is making exclusive content now that is going to be geared with the program around practice management, business building moments with specialized speakers and webinars and virtual classrooms. So stay tuned for all of that, but we really want to build it around your success. We're going to identify where are the key moments of opportunity as we get to know you better, and then craft something that's unique to you guys. And that's what we really want to jump into and really know you well. So it's the more personalized version of us, of Luxottica University.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I think, you know, we're proud of the brands, and I think oftentimes we underestimate the power of the storytelling. I'm big on storytelling. And I think a lot goes into the patient experience. I hope you agree, in terms of, you know, do you hand somebody a frame and say like, this looks great on you, and off you go? Or do we have the opportunity to sell them like, you know, this Persol frame is inspired by an artist who saw a swirl of cream in his espresso in Milano, you know, in 1929. As dumb as it sounds, right? You're probably thinking like, John, I can't get out of my brain now.
Yeah.
And I walk away with the frame, right? And you're like, okay, stupid story, but I want to tell my friends because I spent a couple $100, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to provide you with some ammunition, some storytelling to enrich that experience. And I think, you know, that can also elevate the experience in any practice.
Oh yeah. I mean, storytelling takes it to the next level. I mean, it's in my practice, I love to talk to patients. I always tell everyone in the beginning of my exam, I have what I call the 2-minute drill. And during that 2 minutes, I'm just getting to learn more about the patient, not talking about anything eye care related. And during that time, I'm learning about them, but I'm also storytelling, maybe telling them about some type of experience I had or some type of part of the exam that I think they may be a little bit nervous about, and I'm kind of prepping them about it ahead of time. But the art of storytelling can just really make patients feel calm and relaxed, but also bring down their guard, but also make them, again, word of mouth, a marketing piece for you. Because once they hear that story, they're going to go to the next person and tell that story to them. And then that same person is going to want to come back and get that same pair of eyeglasses, maybe in a different color because they don't want to look just like their friend. But they're going to understand, you know, that you have a great product and there's a story behind it and meaning behind it as well. Because we all want something that's meaningful.
That's your luxury goods background, right? Telling the story behind, that's what separates and why people know that product is worth, you know, a luxury price tag is the story behind it and how that connects with the consumer. And bringing that background to eye care, I mean, that's how we set ourselves apart. Yeah. But I am going to be the geek of the conversation and talk about the numbers, because I know there's at least some other optometrists out there like me where it's like, all right, well, this beautiful story is all well and good. But what's it going to mean at the end of the day to the money that my office is generating? Why should I participate in this program to grow my business and the monetary value of it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm glad you asked that question. We'll get into the numbers. But let's talk about it. It's a mutual partnership. And I don't think we even opened up this dialogue with saying, you know, what the cost of the program is. And well, I'll tell you, there is no cost to the program. And I think that's what we get a lot of questions on is, all right, so what's the membership fee? You know, how do I get in? And essentially, it's, you know, it's an account of good standing. And we have a commitment goal for the year, but essentially, we want to help you get there. And so let's talk a little bit about it. Essentially, a couple different fronts we're focusing on profitability. One is a rebate structure, which is a quarterly rebate structure. So you can have up to 3% quarterly rebate on your net frame sales throughout the year. Okay. And there's two levels to the program. One's at 2%, one's at 3%. So it may sound small, but it's quarterly. And think about it as on top of anything else that you're getting from Luxottica already, which you can be dipping into all different, you know, buckets. We have a lot of different loyalty programs. And so it really starts to add up if you start to fully load it. Think about the promotions you're already running, and then you're adding the rebate structure on it already. So it really starts to compound quickly. Things like 60 days on dating for frames, get into the program, we'll throw you an extra 20% and 90 days dating on like getting up and running, and you want to fill your board space out with more frames. So those are some of the components on the profitability. And we could talk even more than that in terms of the numbers, but I'm sure it's going to get very confusing. All I can say is definitely dig into it on our website, which we can post at the end of here, and you can start to see how those numbers really start to add up with the different programs coming together and impact your bottom line. In fact, I'll just throw a number out there to inspire you. If you go in fully loaded, okay, we're talking about upwards of an additional 30% towards your bottom line. Wow. So that's what I want to leave you with a little bit to inspire you to work backwards on the calculations, but it's there, it works. And we hope that can really help you guys, you know, again, become more profitable, sustained and better in your business.
Man, 30% can change someone's life, man. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, the mutual partnership is we ask that there's, you know, commitment on sell through at the end of the day. So for the program in general, it's about 40% of your sell through at the end of the at the quarter and at the end of the year would be from a Luxottica frame is the commitment. And then we're going to throw everything at you possible to help you get there. And that's really the mutual commitment, you know, from driving the traffic to the marketing programs like Smart Shopper and others that can help you increase your traffic, but your capture rate as well, too.
Nice.
This is very exciting. You know, thank you so much for your time. And honestly, thank you so much for sharing those videos, because I think visually it told the story really well too. And I mean, I think everyone should be feeling very pumped, because from listening to all of this, like these are programs available to you. You're not paying to become, you know, a part of this. This is available to you right now. And when we make money selling stuff, you get more money on the back end with the rebates and these other benefits. So it's money that keeps making itself, which is the best kind.
Well, for those that want to enroll, they just hit up what, 360.slorelexotica.com, and then they can jump into this and work to increase that 30% and just make their patients happier and just get those glasses out to them as soon as possible. I mean, like, just hit it up.
That's it, man. I mean, you say it the best, so I'll just leave it with you. But yeah, you know. It's so smooth and, you know, just, you know, off the cuff. But yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, yeah, you can enroll at the website that's scrolling on the bottom here. Just fill out the form, guys, and someone will be in contact with you. Or reach out to your account executive if you know your rep. They're eager to speak to you more about it. So those are two ways you can sign up for it. And we'll be in touch with you. If it's in 24 hours, trust me, we want to get this going. I'll tell you, listen, we've already had 500 people sign up within a month. So we, you know, we don't have a track record yet of the success factors as much as we know that people are eager because the program is rich, and is mutually beneficial. So join in. We look forward to seeing a part of the program. We're passionate again about the industry and the independent practice of optometry.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, Jonathan. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and my favorite opto nerd, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next time. Stay healthy, stay positive, and stay blessed. Peace, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is @DefocusMedia on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.